What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on this Saturday mid-morning edition of this podcast here, Women's Tennis Edition. They've been pretty active here in the fall semester of 2025 so far down in Norman, Oklahoma. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast where news, recaps, updates, and so much more, trying to keep up with what's happening besides football about this podcast. K-State football is off for the last time in 2025 before getting down to their heavy schedule on the backside, beginning with KU in Lawrence, the Dylan Sunflower Showdown next Saturday at 11. Yes, that's why I said 11 in Lawrence, 11 on TNT. Meanwhile, the women's tennis team taking action down in Norman, Oklahoma, and the duo, the Eminem Show, baby, Marlogo and Marta. Again, for those of you new to the podcast, I cannot pronounce the last name. I've been rolling off really the last couple years, obviously, with Marlogo C, obviously, and now her sister, freshman Marta, advancing on to the next round in the ITA Central Regional Championships there. Marta faced, looking at these matchups down here on the screen, Marta faced Tana Malenko of Wichita State. Man, I get a giggle every time I try to pronounce his name, and that's why I'm not coming close to the Eminem Show. And we're going to roll with that from here on out. Marlogo C, a junior, and Marta C, a freshman, at Kansas State. Marta, we're talking about still right now, going, this was a back and forth match with Marta and Tiana here, and she won 7-5, 6-3. Marta advanced to the singles main draw after two victories in the qualifying draw back on Thursday. So Marta on a heater right now in the ITA championships there, after a straight set sweep in her first match there, and she beat Zoe Lazar of Missouri 6-2, 6-3, 6-4 there as well. Marlogo's first matches there was against Oklahoma's Laura Bunkle there after a tiebreaker in the first set, and then continued on from there, a 7-6 win and then a 7-5 win on top of that for Marlogo there as well. And staying on Marlogo, On the MNN side of things here, was really good early on with her doubles matches with her partner, sophomore Chanel Rusmova, starting the day off with an 8-5 win over Alva Norberg and Andrea Penda of North Dakota. So this has been, and I said this somewhere in, was it the weekend preview that just came out last night, or one of the latest episodes, that this has been the women's tennis team's not so good strength, right? And that's not how I want to put it, but that's going to have to roll with it. The weakness, there we go, the weakness, doubles matches, right? Because they hammer so much more than a set. If you get a doubles point or points, whatever, that can go a long way for you to winning a match outright, right? So they've been working at it a little bit, obviously, and that's huge, getting that point. And obviously, we're not in season yet because we're still seeing these young ladies on this women's team getting more and more experience, like Marta C, like Chanel Rusmova, like the Renfro sisters, right? So you're seeing these ladies. I mean, we can't see it right there in the moment, but, you know, reading, staying up to date, trying to stay up to date with the tennis team right now. Again, under the radar with what's going on, obviously, for good reason, because of what women's soccer is doing right now. They could be on their way to their first winning season. I'll talk more about that in a separate episode coming up, paired with women's volleyball. But yeah, so that's what you're seeing right now with the team. So that's good for that combination there. And then they lost in a round of 16 tiebreaker, of course, to Rhea Ko and Yuzu Mishi of Nebraska Lincoln. And I was just up in Omaha / Lincoln, Nebraska last weekend. I did see the facilities up there. There could be a chance Now, again, nothing even finalized yet. So it's not even close, really, but trying to get things sorted out, at least on the running front for next year. And could be a chance that somewhere in there could be a leaking sighting in that mix. We'll have to see about that. But again, still unfinished business here in 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, talking about K-State women's tennis down there in Norman, Oklahoma. After the first couple of days, Eddie Greer III, ITA Central Regional Championships going on currently, right now, as these young girls continue to get the experience that they need. Freshman, another young freshman. This was back on Thursday. Diana Somalaska saw some more success in the singles round there. She defeated Francisca Gomez-Wise of St. Louis in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-1. And then during the second round, she lost to Lily Kevin-Gier of Arkansas State in three sets, 6-3. 6-3, 4. I'm not reading like that. 6-3, 6-4, and 6-1 there as well. The junior, staying with K-State, Margaret Jewiszewski, went three sets with LT Lai of North Dakota. She lost her first set, but then battled back to win 6-4, and then, unfortunately, lost in three sets, unfortunately, there. So 7-5, 6-4, 6-3 for Jewiszewski. And Jewiszewski now 500 in singles matches so far in 2025. Fall semester anyways, with a 3-3 record. Not too shabby there as well. And then now you have the sisters, right? Today, going on right now as I speak right here, going on right now, the Garmin Kansas City Marathon race is going on currently right now, and it is heating up. It is heating up, folks, out there. I can feel that. I can feel that sun in the EG3 confines down there. And actually, this morning, I was expecting it'd be worse. It felt pretty fine out there. Getting my last, quote-unquote, long run before we get down to business here and trying to reach that goal. Again, more on that on the EG3 podcast, which posted an episode last night. EG3 podcast over same feed as you get the Pearl Project podcast feed there as well. So here going on right now, Marta and Marlogo continue to move through the singles rounds while the other pair of sisters, Addison and Molly Renfro, also will be playing as well. Rusmova and Somalaska will be competing in more singles matches throughout the day today down in Norman. And then we have some here from the assistant coach, one of the assistant coaches on the team speaking. Maria Lenarde spoke there yesterday saying, quote, "Marta and Maggie had a big challenge today, and they were up for it. They kept their focus and were able to execute their plan to see at the end." And then Coach Linares talks about the overall performances of their squad so far in this tournament. Quote, "Other girls who competed today performed with more consistency and urgency. It is never easy to bounce back, but they all showed resilience in their performances. Overall, today, the team did a good job working hard, bringing a lot of energy for each other and competing and fighting, and they're going to be looking to do that all day, the rest of the day today down Norman." So really not very impressive and excited for Marlogo C, obviously, and her sister Marta, as they continue to pretty much march through these matches here as well, as they continue to represent. They are representing Kansas State, the K-State women's tennis team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, Freedom Bubble daily. I have a chance to record K-State content popping out. Yes, sir. Recent episode is up now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3. E-D-I-D apostrophe S podcast. And no, I did not come up with that. Poppy decided to make up my own channel. So that's what it is there. So you want extra content there. I know we haven't been posting because of other stuff outside the podcast going on. Limited equipment. Whatnot. I know y'all haven't heard Alex in a long ass time. I get that, but having to take care of some other things right now. I'm handling this solo for the time being right now until I get other things kind of resolved, other important things resolved, hopefully by the end of this year, and then we can move forward from there. But maybe I can figure something out there and get Alex on at some point down the stretch at some point. But for right now, we're rocking and rolling here solo here for right now. So that's what we got going on for this podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Hey, I've been bad at this, but again, feel free. You're a listener. 4 or 5-star rating. Rate us if you have a chance. That will help us out. Well, not just for our own ego. I don't like to do this, but again, it's for other K-State fans that are looking for other K-State content, fresh content outside of football. We do talk football. We do talk football in here, but not right now because K-State football is off this weekend, and they're going to be picking things back up. This is the last bye for the football team in 25 as they look to get another KU win next weekend. Hopefully that's going to be the case there as well. We'll see about that. But we'll talk a lot about Kansas. We're talking a lot about Kansas here because the volleyball team apparently is playing them the night before the football team does. So a lot of coverage to come. You want to be tapped in to this podcast. Alex sitting out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.